it's a pleasure to be able to visit with Peggy Myers, the Senior Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Hickory Point Bank, and Bennett Jackson, Mortgage Loan Originator with Hickory Point Bank. We wanted to talk a little bit today about mortgage financing and where things stand right now, and really how easy it is to actually get into a home, even though you maybe think you can't for some reason. I mean, I flash back a little bit to, well, first and foremost, welcome. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
It is a pleasure to be able to visit with you. I think back, I mean, 22 years ago, you know, when it turned out it was my second home, but it's the one that I'm in currently right now. But I even think about that second go around, and it can be a little bit of a disconcerting process for somebody who doesn't do it on a regular basis. And that's why it's important for an organization, especially a longtime hometown organization like Hickory Point Bank, to be fully invested in the community as you guys are for all of these years, because you understand the home buying process, but you also understand these people are your neighbors that you live with here in the community. Am I right or am I wrong in that line of thinking?
Absolutely correct, Jeff. So as a community bank, we really recognize the important role that homeownership plays in a community. Strong, stable neighborhoods provide for strong, stable communities overall. And as a locally owned bank and a community bank, we are truly invested here. We live and work here, and anything we can do to help support homeownership, it's something that we're very committed to and very invested in. And so I was so happy today that Bennett got to join us. So you mentioned I run or manage a mortgage department for the bank, and Bennett is an actual mortgage loan originator and meets with people regularly, helping them navigate that home buying process and the application process. So
yeah, I can just touch base on just a little bit of the application process. What is really nice about, again, us is you can always call us. We are here locally in Decatur. So whether that's people like to meet in person over the phone. We can even do applications through our website, which, you know, it can take less than an hour, honestly, to get somebody pre-qualified. We understand the sense of urgency. And once we get that application, that's the first thing on our mind is getting you pre-qualified. Because again, with kind of, you touched a little bit, just the market, how it is right now with, you know, lower inventory, we understand, again, the sense of urgency, because you have to, it is vital to have that letter ready to provide to, whether you're working with a realtor or if it's a for sale by owner, have that ready, that letter ready to provide to show the seller I am qualified and I am good to make an offer.
That is a key part of the process. And I wish I'd have known that years ago before I embarked on my home buying missions, you know, because pre-qualification really makes all the difference. And you said that's exactly the right point. The point that, you know, market inventory is so tight as of right now, and has been for many years. You know, it is definitely a seller's market. And when a seller is finally ready to put something on the market, people got to be ready to jump.
Correct. Yeah. And you're going to have, from what we've seen in most cases, you're going to have multiple offers within probably 5 to 6 hours. So if you aren't ready to go before a house even gets on the market, there's a chance you won't have a chance to make an offer and get the home you love.
The other thing that's really key to pre-qualification is it's going to give that home buyer a really solid understanding of what they can qualify for, what price range they should be in, what they can expect to that payment to run them per month. We're really fortunate here because our realtor community is fantastic. We have local realtors in town working with local lenders like ourselves and partnering together. That pre-qualification letter is going to let your realtor know, again, what price range you're in and that you're ready and that you're a serious buyer.
And to that end, you know, you mentioned the negotiating process with multiple offers. You may be qualified for up here, but the home you may be looking at may be priced down here. And, you know, but that at least gives the lender an option to know exactly how far they can move if they really find the home that they really think they want, right?
Right. Yeah. Again, with the multiple offers, I mean, what you're going to see is obviously the purchase price go up and up and up a little bit. So if we can, ideally, you know, we like to give you a little bit of flexibility on that letter. However, at the end of the day, it's all about what the buyer is comfortable with paying. And we go through step by step, you know, what the payment looks like, what their down payment looks like. We cover all that before we even give you the letter. So, but yes, it's good to have that flexibility in that case.
Visiting with Peggy Myers, the Senior VP of Mortgage Lending at Hickory Point Bank, and Bennett Jackson, Mortgage Loan Originator with Hickory Point Bank. This is called Welcome Home, basically. You know, we wanted to talk about mortgage lending and being able to make it as easy as possible for folks to not only get pre-qualified, but also get into their home. Because as you guys touched on so rightly, right out of the box, these are our neighbors. These are people in our community. And it doesn't matter if that community is in some of the inner city neighborhoods or in Forsyth or Mount Zion or Warrensburg. You guys are all ready to go to take care of folks because they're all right here.
Oh, absolutely. That is a message that we've always had, is that as Hickory Point Bank, a locally owned bank, we are here to make mortgage loans in every area of our community, and we're here to support all of our home buyers and potential home buyers. So we really do encourage We really do encourage, especially first-time home buyers and maybe low and moderate income families who are looking and just always wondering, I'm paying rent. Rents are going up.
Yes.
And they're continuing to go up. And in many cases, you can purchase a home in Decatur and your monthly mortgage payment can be less than you're paying in rent. So we really do encourage first-time home buyers, low and moderate income families that are paying rent steadily and have good credit and a steady source of income to call Bennett, reach out to us, and just sit down. Let's just say if there was a reason, whatever it might be, that you didn't qualify today, Bennett can lay out a roadmap. What do you need to do to get there so that home ownership is within your reach?
And that's what I was just going to ask next, because, you know, the educational process, going back to, you know, what we were talking about at the beginning as well, the educational process, especially for those new home buyers, those first-time home buyers, it can be kind of daunting because they don't know if they can look at a 15, they can look at a conventional 30-year, but you also have other options like the Down Payment Plus program that you guys are offering at the bank as well. I mean, it's all about educating the consumer, but you break it down and make it very easy for them, don't you?
Yes, correct. Yeah, obviously we're going to get you the best loan possible, and you touched on a little bit of the Down Payment Plus. I just want to touch base on the conventional route. You know,
sure.
People, a lot of people think that, you know, you have to put 10-20% down to get into a home. The case is nowadays with conventional, you can go as low as 3% for a first-time home buyer. FHA also goes as low as 3.5%. So if down payment's a big, you know, question mark for you, you know, again, the 3 and 3.5% is a good option. Like you mentioned, the down payment plus program. So this is a great opportunity for people to get up to $10,000 to use towards down payment and closing costs. It can be forgiven if you stay in the home or don't refinance within the first 5 years of you owning the home. So it is fully forgiven. So that helps you with, that helps many people with that down payment question mark they might have. Provides assistance. They do have to, you know, do some home buyer education and counseling.
There's nothing wrong with that. My goodness.
I was going to say, it's a great informational. People don't understand what they're getting into for the most part. I didn't know what I was getting into when I bought my first home.
It can be scary.
It is a scary experience. But we're there to, you know, walk you through it. Your realtor's there to help you. And that Down Payment Plus program is really a great opportunity for people to get into a home.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So the Down Payment Plus program, let me tell you just a little bit more about it. So the money's made available to us through the Federal Home Loan Bank in Chicago.
Okay.
And they have a set aside amount of money. It is a first come, first serve basis, but there is plenty of money in the pot. We really do encourage families. So if you're interested in seeing if down payment and closing cost assistance is available, as Bennett said, you can get up to $10,000 in down payment and closing cost assistance to put towards the purchase of your home. That reduces the amount of money you have to borrow, which then reduces your monthly payment and makes that home ownership much more affordable for families. It is an income-driven program, so families have to be at 80% of the area median income. Well, what does that mean, Peggy? Well, a family of four in Decatur, Macon County can make, Bennett, what is that, 69,500, is that right?
That is correct, yep, $69,500.
And qualify for this.
That's fantastic. Yep. Those are great numbers because, you know, because everybody gets confused, especially with the numbers game. You know, you start looking at, well, we've got this, 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 and this, and then you factor the interest rate on top of it, and then you have to figure out what you have to have in escrow to be able to take care of property taxes that go along with it. But you guys break it down into a very serious or very easy process for the for that, especially young homeowner or soon-to-be homeowner, to understand.
Yeah, what's really great about the Down Payment Plus program is that you can use it with a conventional loan. So you can get a 30-year fixed rate loan and use this down payment assistance. You can partner it with FHA, VA, IDA. I mean, there's various programs where you can take advantage of maybe more flexible credit criteria, allow a little bit higher debt to income ratios, the
That's
things
awesome.
That banks look at when we're looking for approval. So the program is fantastic. I can't say enough good about it. Your borrower does have to have at least $1,000 of their own money going in, if I remember correctly, Bennett.
That's correct. Yeah. Commonly, earnest money checks a good way to get that $1,000 cleared.
Sure.
And it is forgiven over a 5-year period. So 1/60th. Of the grant is forgiven every month that you're in the home, and after 5 years, you don't have to pay a penny of it back.
That's fantastic. And then all you're eyeballing is that 30-year mortgage on down the line, and mm-hmm. maybe somewhere on down the line, if you know, if when things change and life, your life circumstances may change and you can afford more. You guys can easily handle a simple refinance and maybe go to a 15-year fixed and be able to pay off that homeowner will be able to pay off that property just that much sooner.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. We like you mentioned, we offer 15, 20, 30-year mortgages. At the end of the day, we're there to help you. And if it makes sense to refinance or if it makes sense to do this or that, you know, we're going to walk you through that process and help you achieve your goals.
Yeah. One of the things that Bennett reminded me of yesterday, and I had forgotten, is the fact that this Down Payment Plus program assistance is not limited to first-time home buyers.
Correct.
Really?
Yep.
It have to be for a owner-occupied property, meaning your primary residence. It's got to be where you plan to live.
Okay.
But you do not have to be a first-time home buyer to take advantage of this down payment
so
assistance.
So if somebody may be looking to relocate, you know, maybe they've got too big a house, or maybe they, no, or maybe all of a sudden, especially those young home buyers, they you know, they're growing. You know, the family is booming, and they need more space. They could take advantage of this as well, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
That's fantastic. Again, visiting with Peggy Myers, the Senior VP of Mortgage Lending at Hickory Point Bank, and Bennett Jackson, Mortgage Loan Originator at Hickory Point Bank, talking about their Down Payment Plus program and just, you know, interest rates and finances and, you know, financing your home in general. People always hear in the news just different things about the interest rates. It's going to be a ride, but you guys can help them navigate that, can't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It is a ride, but, you know, hopefully they start to come down here shortly. But yeah, we'll help them navigate through the process, and that's what we're here for. We're a local bank and here to
That's why I'm happy with my 3% currently.
I mean, put it down. You're one of the lucky ones
that
got in.
Yeah, I did
that
a bunch
sure.
of years ago and just kind of eyeballed it. I thought, I'm going to sit on that one for a while.
Yep.
No, but it can get, especially for those new home buyers. I think they get a little intimidated by that when they start looking at what the different interest rates are doing. But the good thing about that, especially if you're doing a conventional mortgage, it's not something you have to constantly sit on. You can refinance, and you can certainly walk them through that.
Oh, yes.
I was going to mention, you brought it up perfectly. Yeah, if the rates are right now are holding you back from buying your dream home, they shouldn't be, because as you mentioned, maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, the rates come down to hopefully 4 or even 5%, and it makes sense for you to refinance, save a lot of money on your monthly payment. You know, give us a call, and we'll be happy to help you. But it's a crazy interest rate environment right now, but that should not hold anybody back from purchasing their home.
No, it really shouldn't, because people need to take
rents.
The opportunities. Yeah.
Think about the amount of rent that individuals are paying, even with rates being at the level they are today. In many cases, in Decatur, because our housing stock is affordable, you can purchase a home for less than you're paying in rent. And that is something we see time and time again when we have buyers coming in for the first time.
And they really need to understand that, you know, while rent may be nice, you may have a terrific apartment, you know, you're not building up any equity. You're not building up any kind of equity in that home. You have no assets to really rely on other than what you've paid in rent. This is property. This is yours. This is an opportunity for you to, you know, get that piece of the American dream, and you can do it right here in home in our community.
Yep. It's the largest investment most individuals will make in their lifetime is purchasing their home and building that equity as you make payments every month. It's you're paying yourself in a way. And helping to grow, you know, your asset.
Yeah, it helps out with the credit rating on the other side because, you know, as long as you're making those monthly payments on a regular basis and, you know, you don't get behind, you know, that helps you build the equity in your home that maybe you can leverage for a home improvement loan later on down the road, you know, but it's definitely a step up as opposed to just paying rent and not having really much to show for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll help with your credit just paying on time, and that just goes with obviously, you know, anything, whether it's credit cards or a car loan, anything like that. But you touched base on the equity portion. I think that's a big thing that people don't think about is, yeah, while you're probably, you know, I mean, honestly, you're probably spending more for your rent than what you would for a home. Also, when you sell the house in 3 years, or if you would have a house and sell the house, you're going to make some sort of profit there, you would imagine. Just from what we've seen since I've been doing residential mortgage lending the last 3 years, the increase in purchase prices for homes.
Right.
I mean, just the value of homes have gone up consistently in the past 3 to 4 years, and I'm sure longer than that. So, you know, it's a great investment, but it's also great to be able to control everything within that home that you want.
I look at homes in my own neighborhood where I live, and you know, and I know what I paid for mine 22 years ago, and it has gone up exponentially since then. And you know, and that's what a lot of home buyers also don't consider, especially when they're in their younger years. They may not consider that. But that is, again, that just builds to your assets and makes it easier for you to be able to either, you know, pay off sooner or get into a bigger, larger home that may accommodate your needs more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Again, visiting with Peggy Myers and Bennett Jackson from Hickory Point Bank on our welcome home visit on this Wednesday here on News Radio 101 FM. Real quick, we had talked a little bit before we went on the air. There's a scholarship program that you guys wanted to touch base on real quick.
Yes, thank you so much, Jeff. I wanted to make everyone out there aware that Hickory Point Bank is sponsoring an educational opportunity scholarship. It is a $5,000 scholarship. Eligibility is any graduating high school senior in Macon County who's planning to pursue post-secondary education at a 2 or 4 year school full time. And it is, who we're looking for are high school seniors who are demonstrating good academic standing, a desire to learn, and they have a financial need.
Okay.
So this is a financial based, scholarship that we're offering, and you can make application through March 1st through the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation website. And if you have any questions, you can contact the foundation office directly. And again, that's the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation website. The deadline is quickly approaching. It's March 1st, so it's coming right up. But if you are, or you have someone in your family who has good academic standing, which we're considering a 3.0 GPA on a 4-point average, and is planning to go to college, we'd love for them to apply. The candidate does need to reside in a low and moderate income census tract to define the needs based and looking for an essay. So really excited about this program and happy to sponsor it.
And is that information available through Hickory Point Bank on the website and more?
It is only available right now through the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation website. They are managing it all. You know, that group over there does a phenomenal job.
They do. They
with
really do.
Scholarship management. So they're taking care of all of it.
So the Educational Opportunity Scholarship through Hickory Point Bank available at the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation.
That's correct.
Outstanding. It has been a pleasure. We're going to do this once a month moving forward. And so we'll visit every Wednesday moving forward. We'll hopefully have a lot more great stuff to talk about coming up because, again, I think obviously education is the key and keeping people informed and getting the information out to the community is really what it's all about. And that's why I'm so thrilled to have you guys in this morning and really, really enjoyed it. And again, you'll be able to check out the podcast coming up beginning Friday at DecaturRadio.com. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, thank you. And if anybody's looking for a home, phone number is 217-872-6272. Bennett Jackson, Hickory Point Bank.
Outstanding. Professional as always. Thank you guys. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
Peggy Myers, the Senior Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Hickory Point Bank, and Bennett Jackson, the mortgage loan originator at Hickory Point Bank. Again, his number is 217-872-6272.
Welcome home. Ready to make your next move? Whether it's your first home or your next home, we may have just the right loan program for you. We offer fixed rate mortgages, FHA and VA financing, Illinois Housing Development Authority loans, USDA Rural Development, and Down Payment Plus. Make your dreams a reality and contact us today at hickorypointbank.com. Hickory Point Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.